At the International Conference on Precision Agriculture, I'm visiting with Jeff Kaiser with John Deere. And Jeff, great to see you here. I understand that you're involved with Ag Gateway, with the Precision Ag Council. That's something that I understand really still, we could say, fairly recently formed. Mm-hmm. Let's give just a little bit of background on Ag Gateway first, for people who may not understand that.
Absolutely. Ag Gateway is an organization that's focused on enabling e-commerce in the agricultural industry, and it goes across trading partners broad and wide. So, for instance, genetics companies or companies that have crop protection or crop nutrition, and also ag equipment. And so the Precision Ag Council is the first council within Ag Gateway, focused on sort of a horizontal nature, where we incorporate in all the products and so forth that farmer buys, the seed and genetics, the crop nutrition, even the animal agriculture, where feed and grain and so forth comes into play. And the Precision Ag Council was formed just 2 years ago in order to focus on how can we establish some data exchange standards that enable a farmer to utilize his equipment and the systems on that equipment, but also to more easily exchange information when he's not all the same brand of equipment, because farmers that utilize the same brand vertically, they get along pretty well. But if you've got a mixed fleet, or if you've got a farm management information system, mapping software that it goes that maybe is not the same brand as your equipment technology, then you need to be able to exchange that information just as easily as the farmer that's all vertically integrated.
Well, I think that's probably the thing I've heard the most comments on since I've been here at this conference, which is the first time I've been at this international conference. And we're seeing some announcements here from companies that are formed just to handle the data exchange kind of thing and make that integration easier, let's put it that way. So it seems like it ties right in here. Where are we at in this process? How would you describe what, as I heard earlier, where have we been and where are we going, you know?
Well, you know, since the Precision Ag Council has been formed just a couple of years ago, we've tried to focus on the very basics. What are the things that are most important to mm-hmm. trading partners as well as their customers? And so safety, data security, data, the privacy are very important to our customers and to our trading partners. So we want to make sure that the companies have a uniform way of expressing the data privacy and security and so forth that they offer for their customers as well as to their trading partners. Another area, we just talked about a data exchange, has been a very important area. And so we just have kicked off a collaborative effort between several different companies that are working on how do you take and describe the product and so forth that a customer may be using. And so we call this the SPADE project, or the Spatial Data Exchange Model. And what we're trying to do is create a capability so electronically all the information about a product, besides just the package size or the price of the product, those kind of very basic things that you know when you buy a product, but all the rest of the things, like what are measurements of the tires, what are the days to black layer of a particular seed, all those additional attribute information that a farmer could utilize and folks that are recommending that product can utilize to better utilize the product for the customer's benefit.
Now, since we're at an international conference here, how about from an international perspective? I've talked already with people from Nigeria and Ukraine and, and there's like 45 countries represented here. They've even been asking me, because they're here looking for, I think, some of these same kinds of answers, I guess. Do you all address that?
Well, the Ag Gateway organization certainly has companies that are participate with Ag Gateway that are international in scope. Right. More and more companies are international in scope. And so these problems that we have here in the U.S. based upon data exchange are certainly affecting those companies' customers abroad as well. And so one thing about data that seems very universal is it doesn't make any difference where the field's located at or where the machine or the product comes from. If it's applied on a farm field for a farmer, it still can generate data that needs to be exchanged between systems, between training partners, and Ag Gateway hopes to address those kind of challenges both domestically here in the U.S. as well as abroad.
How about with these conferences, like here with this international conference? We've got Info Expo, which is in offsetting years. with the Precision Ag Council and the SPADE project, are you looking to kind of work with those programs to, I guess, help foster more understanding, and maybe that'll, and that dialogue will help accomplish the goal?
Well, one of the unique things about Ag Gateway is its ability, because we span different companies, it's a collaborative method or organization to allow partners that are trade together, as well as sometimes even competitors that want to work together towards solutions that benefit the industry as a whole. And so we feel that whether it's this international conference or the upcoming InfoAg conference, that there are these kind of things that you know, we can talk to farmers about, talk to those participating in the industry in order to help them understand that, you know, this is in the industry's best benefit, not just in any one commercial company's best interest.
Yeah. Well, that is great information, and certainly, you know, with the project that you described, obviously we've got a need to fill here. As we heard today, one of the challenges on remote sensing, which is just one part of this precision area, you know, I think he said the challenge is to manage individual plants in real time. I thought, okay, I'm not sure how that's going to work in a crop like corn or something, but maybe growing grapes for some high-priced wine, I'm not sure, but anyway, lots of challenges, because the more people seem to think we've hit a technology plateau, the more all of a sudden we see a whole new slew of it out there, right?
Well, you know, and I think one thing that's very refreshing, Chuck, is the fact that companies are willing to work together, even though when it comes to their product, they may be competitors, but when it comes to solutions that can benefit their customers as well as those that they trade with, that's a real unique thing in the ag industry that we can feel very proud of, the fact that Precision Ag is one of the efforts, one of the industry things that have happened that brought those kind of companies together.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned it earlier. Precision, people tend to kind of think of that as row crop, but you know what? It's in everything. We've got dairy precision we're talking here, horticulture precision, conservation precision. So it spans pretty much the whole realm of agriculture today. Thank you very much, Jeff Kaiser. We just happened to run into each other here at this International Conference on Precision Agriculture. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.